Prime Minister has just announced that there will be a travel bubble with the Cook Islands by the end of this year. There's been no date set for the travel to resume, but Jacinda Ardern says she expects an update in the next 2 weeks on the timing of a Cook Islands and New Zealand travel bubble. And within the next 10 days, officials will be travelling and on the ground as part of the verification process. That will mean a lifeline for struggling tourism businesses in the Cook Islands, as its economy is entirely dependent on offshore visitors. And to discuss this all further, I'm joined by Dr. Colin Tukuitonga, who is Auckland University's Medical and Health Sciences Pacific Associate Dean. Hello there, Colin.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Kia ora, hey, nice to have you back on. We've chatted a couple of times about this. What did you make of this announcement today?
Yeah, it's not a lot new, I guess, but I suppose committing to some deadline by the end of the year is an achievement. I know we have been beating on about this issue for some time now.
Yeah, I mean, you must be pleased to at least have it confirmed. I actually spoke to the Deputy Prime Minister on Friday, and he was talking about how he'd, they've been looking at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to look at this since before lockdown. They've been working on it, looking at the concept, and so to actually have someone in power say this is going to happen must be something of a relief for you.
Yes, I mean, you've said in your intro piece there about how reliant the Cook Islands in particular is on tourism, and to be able to get some certainty from the head of our country that this is going to happen, I think is obviously something to be welcomed. It will give people an opportunity to lock in some things, to prepare, to plan. So I guess it's a progress. I suppose people are wondering why the delay, given the risks. There's no COVID here. There's no COVID in the Cooks, for example. So, and there has been quite a lot of work on the preparation for the border measures, the health system measures in the Cooks. So
if it's good today, if it's a good idea today, why it wasn't a good idea 100 days ago?
Well, that's right. And we've known there really isn't any new information. So that's the question.
A lot of people living here in New Zealand will be looking at it from one perspective, thinking, well, I hope that we don't get any COVID-19 come from the Cooks. But I suspect there's similar concerns over there. Do you have any concern about a possible reintroduction or an introduction of COVID-19 to those islands?
No, there is a flight, or there was a regular flight from Sydney to the Cooks, and I imagine that would be something that we would certainly want to look at, make sure that there's no other linkages between the Cook Islands and other places, Australia and the USA in particular. So that would be something I'd want to check if indeed we do progress with the bubble between New Zealand and the Cooks.
Yeah. Do you know how the Cooks are doing at the moment? Have you heard anything from how they're surviving without tourism?
Well, not that any more than you've seen. I mean, pretty much all of the business people, operators of tourism facilities have been wanting this to happen for some time now. And I guess today's announcement would give them some certainty.
And it makes the idea of a potential trans-Tasman bubble a bit more complicated, doesn't it? You would presume that the Cooks would be part of any discussion about New Zealand opening up to Australia once we're in the same bubble together. They would want to have a say as to when that happened and if.
I expect so. I mean, you'd want to minimise the risks as far as you possibly can. I mean, even with the best arrangement like we have, you can never say never about these things, and so you'd want to block off any likelihood of a source of infection. So that would be prudent, I'd say.
Got any favourite spots? Have you been eyeing them up and thinking, oh, I could be lying on that beach by the end of the year?
Well, Aitutaki is always a favourite, as you know. I don't know if you've been there.
No, I haven't.
Jesse, oh, you've got to go, man. You've got to go.
Well, the grandparents took my older brother and didn't take me. It's been a long matter of resentment in our family.
Oh, I see. Well, you've got to get them to make it right. but look, Aitutaki is definitely the place to go. You've got to put it on your bucket list. Never seen anything like it. I've been around the world a few times with different places, but Aitutaki is definitely the go.
You think they'll be celebrating this news in Aitutaki today?
I imagine so. Yes, indeed. I would imagine so. A bit more detail to go, of course, but this would be welcomed by them, I'm sure.
Hey, lovely to chat to you. Congratulations on a little bit of progress on an issue that you've been speaking out on behalf of for some months now, Dr. Colin Tukuitonga. Nice to chat.
Thanks. Yes, bye-bye.
Just reiterating that news out of the Prime Minister's media conference that she expects an update in the next 2 weeks on the timing of a Cook Islands and New Zealand travel bubble, and she says it will happen by the end of the year.